Have you ever been in a social event, yet it seemed like you were completely invisible? Maybe you even researched the event and the people that were attending, but still nobody seemed to notice you. And the evening went on like that until you left without making a single connection. Today, I want to talk about how you can brand yourself in such a way that everybody in the room wants to meet you. The more people you meet, the more connections you make, and potentially the more deals and the more money you can make. Back when I was in college, nobody ever taught me the real way to make a significant impression in a room. They always said things like, dress nice and have your resume ready and be polite in conversation. And while those tips are good, they really don't create that loudspeaker impression that gets people to want to try and meet you out of all the other people in the room. That loudspeaker impression is more about how bold you are than about blending in. When I attend a networking event, this is exactly how I dress. I've got the white Panama hat, I've got the pinstripe blazer, nice shoes, nice Dockers or chinos, a shirt that usually has some form of palm trees on it, a gold necklace with a palm tree on it, and a cigar in my pocket. Now, what's my point in telling you all of this? The outfit I use personally for networking is very strategically put together. I'm a relatively short guy, so I know you're not gonna see me in a room with about 100 other people all wearing suits. So this white hat is my billboard for saying, hey, there's a different kind of guy standing over here. Nice shoes, nice dress slacks, that's all just part of looking good. Okay, looking classy. The blue blazer, I get a lot of compliments on the blue blazer with the pinstripes. The palm tree, that's just my symbol that I use for my other businesses. And the gold necklace, hey, I've got some flash added in there. And the cigar. That one actually came about as an accident because one day at one of these networking events, I just happened to have a cigar in my pocket and found out it was a great way to start up conversations with people and form a connection. Newsflash, I actually don't smoke the thing. But I have tried enough cigars that I can speak authentically about them to somebody that is passionate about them, and that forms a connection between us. And finally, big personality. I have a big presence in the room. I laugh and joke around. I get whoever I'm with to laugh and have a great time while they're talking to me. I'm very animated with my hands while I'm talking, and I tend to use up a lot of space, especially when I'm talking about something I'm very passionate about. This basically makes it so that if you don't see me in the room, you're at least going to hear me. And I'm not suggesting you take it like 1,000 decibels above what's appropriate, but I would suggest be a little bit louder by a few decibels than the other conversations happening around you. My look combined with my personality basically broadcasts throughout the entire network event room that there's something different going on over here. This is a guy you want to meet. He's fun. He's different. When you broadcast the persona of I'm fun, I'm different, I'm the guy you want to meet, because not only do I look like a great person, but I also sound like a great person, then that's when people will want to start coming up and meeting you. And when people want to come up and meet you, it starts to create that buzz that others in the room see and start to think, oh, there's a lot of people that want to meet this guy. Maybe he's important. Maybe I should be over there meeting him as well. And that just feeds on itself. And once you get this down to a science, you can start this process the minute you enter the room. In fact, there's a lot of my one-on-one clients that I have taught this very strategy to, and they have used it to meet some very powerful, very influential people in their different networking circles. I'm actually taking on a few new clients through the application link in the description below if you're interested in becoming one of those. So in conclusion, if you want to get noticed quickly in the room and you want to start making connections at a networking event fast, you need to stand out from the crowd. You need to think of it as you are promoting your brand, and your brand is your personality, how you dress, how you interact with the people at the networking event. If you're well-dressed and you have a bold personality and the way you interact with people gets them enjoying the interaction with you, others in the room will see that and they will want to join into the conversation. Now you can sit back and let the networking connections just come to you rather than having to go out into the crowd and hunt them down. And that's tip for this week. If you like the tips you hear on the show, then don't forget to like, subscribe, follow, share with your friends, and leave a comment. If you listen to this on podcast, then please be sure to leave a 5-star review and comment. That's how you can help the show to grow. And the more it grows, the more great content I can keep bringing you. As always, get out.